It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B was in the middle of her headlining set at the Rolling Loud Music Festival in Los Angeles Saturday night when Offset showed up. He tried to win her back with a dramatic gesture in front of the entire festival and failed. He came on stage with a bouquet of flowers in hand and a cake reading, "Take me back, Cardi."
Hey, I just want to tell you I'm sorry, bro. In person, in front of the world, I love you.
Judging from her reaction on stage, Cardi was not amused. The production crew clearly picked up on the tension and cut off Offset's mic. After the awkwardness continued, the crew dimmed the lights so that Offset and his flowers could be quietly removed from her stage. Offset went on Instagram later and apologized.
I want to apologize to you, Cardi. You know I embarrassed you. I made you look crazy. Doing things I ain't had no business. I was partaking in activity that I shouldn't have been taking in. And I apologize, you know what I'm saying, breaking your heart. Breaking our promise, breaking God's promise, and being a selfish, messed up husband, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be a better person.
And then Cardi B posted her own statement asking people not to bully her baby daddy because that makes everything worse.
I just want things to die down. I just need time so we can see eye to eye. I can't predict the future. The whole coming out my baby father, that doesn't make me feel any better. And I just want to say thank you, everybody. Respect my wishes. I love you so much.
Cardi B is going to be on Carpool Karaoke tonight with James Corden, by the way, which is something you're not going to want to miss, I'm sure.
I think that'll be my favorite one, and I haven't even seen it
Guarantee it. Kylie Jenner is attempting to clear the air about a rumored beef between her boyfriend Travis Scott and brother-in-law Kanye West. There was all this drama over the weekend, which we talked about in the last garbage, between Kanye and Drake. And Drake is featured on Travis's song Sicko Mode, this song right here. And so Kanye tweeted, "F that Sicko Mode song, family first and always." Kanye and Travis ended up meeting and Kanye tweeted, "We expressed ourselves, it's all love." On the same day, Travis was later spotted wearing Nike apparel in an Instagram story, which apparently raised some eyebrows on social media. So one person said, "Travis Scott is my kind of petty." And Kylie Jenner responded in defense of Travis. She said, "He's not being petty. This is a sweatshirt design. Everyone is good, moved on, living life." For anyone who wasn't aware, Travis has had a deal with Nike and he still does. Point is, it's all been talked out. It's only positive energy. So I'm glad that they were able to put that behind them. But, you know, Kanye and Drake are still really at odds with each other.
I would love to see the beef continue and have some good music.
I want some good music too, but Kanye said he does not do diss tracks. He said he never has and he never will.
Well, then call it what you want, Kanye. Just do it.
Just do it. Dolly Parton says a 9-to-5 sequel is well on its way. The country music legend said, "We are supposed to have the first scripts in our hands within days. Of course, we will have to see what our thoughts are, and it will have to be written a time or two, I'm sure. Hopefully, we might get a chance to start that in the new year, but it's going to be really good. After all these years, they finally came up with something that makes sense and was worthwhile to do." She said that the new plot examines three younger women working at the same consolidated companies, and these three girls try to figure out who these women were before them, who made all these changes years ago. And she said, "They find us, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of comedy and some other issues that are covered that we still need to touch on, but in a fun new way." The original starred Parton, Jane Fonda, and Lily Tomlin.
Come on, girls.
Did you watch Dumplin' yet on Netflix, by the way?
No, I have not. You said you didn't like it, right?
I was disappointed, but everybody's raving about it. I got like 10 text messages from my girlfriends this weekend. Like, did you watch it? I'm like, yeah, it sucked.
And that's where Jennifer Aniston's in there?
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston and Dolly Parton. It's like all about Dolly Parton.
All right, well, now I'm going to have to watch it. If my wife hears this podcast later, she's like, "We have to watch Dumplin'."
Watch it and tell me what you think.
All right, cool.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.